Business in the Community, in partnership with the North Belfast Area Learning Community, held an event at the BELB Fort William Resource Centre in Belfast, focusing on careers in the creative industry. The event provided 110 students from post-primary schools and one special school in North Belfast, aiming to inspire and inform students still in education about a range of opportunities available in the creative industry sector in Northern Ireland. They learnt about job roles, career paths, skills required, and work experience opportunities for the 13 participating companies. The event is a valuable chance to showcase a range of options and opportunities within the creative industries. We caught up with some students, teachers, and employers at the event. Here's what they had to say.
It is so important for business and community to work with the area learning communities to organise such events as this, as it brings employers and pupils together to inspire and enthuse the young people about the careers in the creative sector, as well as giving employers the chance to meet the workforce of the future. We have a fantastic range of businesses here today representing the creative sector. They include Bar Media, Bizarre Voice, the BBC, Nerve Centre, NI Screen, PSI, PwC, a real broad range of organisations that are all offering opportunities in the creative sector.
That was Emma Morrison, Education Manager for Business in the Community Northern Ireland. I then caught up with Johnny Smith, the Chair of the Careers Group of the North Belfast Area Learning Community.
It's been organised by all the schools in North Belfast, part of what's called the Area Learning Group. We basically meet on a biannual basis to discuss opportunities and to share good practice. But one of the issues or one of the areas that we feel we as professionals need information, but also the young people need, is the creative industries, particularly the growth that has occurred in Northern Ireland over the last 10 to 15 years. We felt that we didn't have the information or potentially the links to be able to advise and guide the young people in those particular career choices. So we sat down and we linked in with Business in the Community to organise an event where we can bring young people who are studying the creative arts in school, and they've made those decisions after GCSE to choose those particular subjects, bring them here, give them an opportunity to meet with employers, find out about the industry, find out the opportunities, and to address any misconceptions they might have about the industry, and just see what opportunities are there and give them an insight into what's available.
We've got David McConnell from NI Screen with me. David, could you give me your insight as to why it's important for students to get thinking about the creative sector?
Mainly because it's one of our growing sectors across the UK, but in Northern Ireland. And obviously from a Northern Ireland Screen's perspective, the film and TV industries has grown from strength to strength, especially over the last 10 years. And everybody knows about the big productions such as Game of Thrones, but we want to build indigenous productions as well as the big high-end TV dramas and movies. And we want to do that with an indigenous creative sector as well. And we want to drive young people to the creative sector because it is a thriving industry and we want to build that as much as possible. And we want to help people navigate that journey into the creative sector because a long time it has been a difficult journey to do that. I suppose from a strategic point of view from Northern Ireland Screen, we're putting initiatives and programs in place that helps young people and parents and teachers make that decision to say, well, the creative sector is a great opportunity for me and a real positive career choice. So that's our main goal, to do that. And initiatives such as ScreenWorks and our academy programs in terms of real practical hands-on work experience that shows that there is real jobs in the creative sector, within the screen sector. And that's really important to help clarify to young people and the parents and the teachers, because when they see local people on the end credits of a film, then that's when it realises that it's a proper opportunity. And then exciting, of course, it's a thriving industry at the moment and lots of people want to be a part of that, and we want to help them to do that.
I'm Mitchell Logue and I'm from RBAI. After today, I was more considering just behind the camera of maybe doing director or something, but after talking to ScreenWorks and the Nerve Centre, I'd really like to pursue a career in the writing and screenwriting.
So has this event taught you anything new about the world of work?
Yeah, this has taught me so much about the world of work. It's just about how before I thought the third level degree would be, or education would be really important, but it turns out it's just more experience and what you can do and what you've done more than anything else.
Okay, so after today's event, what do you think employers are looking for in someone?
Mostly just enthusiasm, persistence, and a portfolio of what you've done, what you can do. And education's important, but it's not crucial in terms of like jobs in the media and just kind of all roundness of doing. You can do good work. Before today, I didn't really have too much of an idea of what I was going to do. It was just a vague kind of, I like just a word that I heard before. But now after today and talking to everyone and the different companies here, that it's really narrowed it down to what I would love to do.
My name is Shakira Douglas. I'm lower sixth at Belfast Royal Academy. I'm considering a graphic design role in the art sector.
So has this event taught you anything new about the world of work?
Well, it's taught me things aren't always going to be fun and everything, but it's made me more interested in it, and it's made me be able to see other career paths as well as the one I wanted to pursue.
So after today's event, what do you think employers are looking for in someone?
I think they're looking for a lot of passion and for a lot of enthusiasm going into the workforce, because those who are more dedicated and more happy about going to their job are going to perform better. So I think that's really benefited me.
My name is Glenn Lucas and I'm from Glengormley High School. Everyone's been really helpful. They've told us how to get our foot through the door by starting off working free, saying yes to everyone, so that you make connections with people, and then so that you can build up your portfolio. And now I know what I have to do to hopefully to be successful in this industry.
I'm Nicola and I work at the BBC. I am a project manager within HR. The best thing about working in this sector is two things really for me: the people, and also the ability to kind of change your career once you're in the industry. Especially within the BBC, you can hop from different departments, get experience from all different areas, and every day is different, and I love it. We need young people in the BBC. The media and creative sector changes at a rapid rate, and it's really important that we keep it fresh with young minds and new ideas. The different roles available within the BBC change year to year, depending on what the business needs, but there's always work experience opportunities, and there are often traineeships and apprenticeships. Just search BBC Work Experience or BBC Trainee and you'll find out what's currently live.
The Creative Industries event is just one of a number of education initiatives that Business in the Community now facilitates. By bringing the business and education sectors together, the organisation provides experience and opportunities and informs for better career choices, develops skills and raises the aspirations of young people in Northern Ireland. To find out more about how your business, school or organisation can get involved, visit www.bitcni.org.uk or email info@bitcni.org.uk.